Okay, today we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis. We are holding on Daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah at the very top of the page. So the Mishnah is going to explain the din of Mekalkel B'Shabbos. HaKorea B'Chamaso Ve'Al Meso. If a person tears something because he's angry, or he tears something because someone died, the Kala Mekalkelin, or anything that's a destructive kind of thing that doesn't really do something productive, Peturin, you're going to be Pater for violating the Melacha on Shabbos. Va'al Mekalkel Amenas L'Sakin, but if you break something down or destroy it just to, in the interest of rebuilding it, of remaking it, so then you're going to be chayiv, because that's considered to be a tikkun. So the halacha is shiuro kimisakin. Then halacha is that the shear to be chayiv is the same shear that it would take to be chayiv for the tikkun itself. So in giving examples, the Mishnah is going to talk about semer. When it comes to wool, after you shear wool off of an animal, you have to prepare it for weaving. So the Mishnah previously in the Fine Gimel listed that as one of the avos melachos. So our Mishnah is going to explain the shear of the preparation process of the wool for weaving. Shear hamelabein, the shear of laundering the wool, v'hamenapeit, or separating the bad stuff from the wool by hand in order to prepare it for spinning, v'atzoveh, or dyeing, v'atoveh, or the spinning, kemelo rochav hasit, is the space between the top of the middle finger and the top of the pointer when you hold them far apart from each other, kafel, and that doubled over, twice that shear. If you're melabein, a piece of wool of that size, or you are menapetz, or tzoveh, or toveh, a piece of wool that size, of that length, you're going to be chayiv. Now the Mishnah on Amud Aleph had said that the number of strings that you would have to weave in order to be chayiv is two strings. So our Mishnah explains the shear of the width of the weave that you'd be chayiv for those two strings. Va'orek shnei chutin shiro kemelo hasit. The shear of the width of those two strings would be one melo hasit, not two times, but one time, the space between your pointer and your middle finger when you hold them as far apart from each other as you can. So the Gemara explains the din of our Mishnah about tearing something in anger. So Uriminhu, so I asked the Gemara, I'll ask you a stira on our Mishnah, because the Braisa tells us, HaKoreh b'chamaso ve'evlo al-meso chayiv. If a person tears something out of anger, or he tears something in mourning over a mace, that he's going to be chayiv. V'yavol b'shamechalos Shabbos yatsi yudei kriya, even though someone is being mechalos Shabbos by tearing that, he is yotzi, the mitzvah of kriya that he has to do when a relative dies, and he doesn't have to be koreya again once it's a weekday. But our Mishnah said that when you tear something in anger, you're pater in Hilchos Shabbos. Over here in this price, it's saying you're chayiv in Hilchos Shabbos. So, Kasha, ha b'meis didei, ha b'meis di'alma. The price is talking about it's your own relative, where you actually where you're actually obligated to tear kriya for him. So that's why it's not considered a kilkul; it's considered to be masakein. Whereas the Mishnah is talking about where you're koreya on a mace that's not a relative of yours, and therefore it's considered to be absolute kilkul. Frak the Gemara v'ha meso katani. Well, how can we accept that answer? Our Mishnah says meso sounds like it's a relative of yours. Li'olam b'meis didei uvahanach lav b'nei avelus ninu. No, but in both the case of the Mishnah and the Brice is talking about a relative that a mace that is yours in the sense that you have an obligation to bury him, but it's a kind of mace that you don't have a din of avelus on, and therefore, if you don't have a din of avelus, you don't have a requirement of kriya, and if you don't have a requirement of kriya, then it's considered mekalkel. But if the person is a chacham, then you're absolutely chayiv to tear kriya, because a chacham dies, everyone is considered to be his krovin. So says Mar Hakol Krovav Salgadaitach. Do you think to say that everyone is the karov of the chacham shmeis? Ela'ima Hakol Kikrovav. It doesn't mean everyone is actually his karov, it means everyone is like his karov. So the Gemara concludes bringing the braisa that explains in what sense everyone is like the relative of a chacham who died. So hakol korin alav, what does it mean everyone's like his relative? Everyone has to tear kriya for a chacham who dies. Hakol choltzin alav, everyone has to go with their shoulders exposed. Hakol, meaning when he dies. Hakol mavrin alav berachava, everyone feeds each other a meal in the in the town square and they don't eat their own food, that's a sudas havra, that's a nihu gavelos that we have, that the first meal when a relative dies, you don't eat from your own food. So if the chacham is the mace that we're talking about in our Mishnah, why does it say that if you're korea on Shabbos, you're pater? If you're chayiv to be korea for him, then it's considered a tikkun, it's not a mekalkel. So it says, well, l'tzricha delav chacham hu. Now the Mishnah must be talking about a mace that you have no chayiv to be korea for, and someone that's neither a relative nor a chacham. But the adam kasher hu chayiv mechayiv. Even if he's just nothing more than an adam kasher, you'd be chayiv to tear kriya. Why is it that a person's children die when they're young, so that a person will cry and be misabel over an adam kasher? So before we conclude the brisa, the Gemara explains the lashon. The Gemara thought that the brisa means to say that his children get killed young, so that when they die la'achar zman, when an adam kasher dies later on, he'll be misabel on him. So kedei sheyichbe arvona shaklumineh. Well, it's like they're taking a collateral from him, like a down payment, you know, just to make sure that he's going to cry later for an adam kasher. Ela mipnei shelo bach of his abel adam kasher. No, what it really means to say is this is punishment for having failed in the past to be bocha on an adam kasher. So shekala bocha adam kasher mochlan al kol v'nosav b'shvil kavod sha'asa, that anyone who is bocha on an adam kasher, anyone who cries over the death of an adam kasher, gets mechilas avonos because of the kavod that he had done to that adam kasher by crying over him. So this is the kasha. If a person is an adam kasher, the mason or mishnah is an adam kasher, why does it say that if someone is korea al meso b'shabbos, he's pater, he's doing a tikkun l'tzricha delav adam kasher? So we have to say, not only is our mishnah talking about a guy who's not a relative, not only is it talking about a guy who's not a chacham, it's not even an adam kasher. V'idekai b'shas tzias neshama chiyuv v'mechayiv. But if the guy who's tearing is there at the time of tzias neshama, then he has to be korea, even though the mace, when the mace is not his relative, he's chayiv v'mesabel, and he's I'm sorry, even though we're talking about a mace who's not his relative that he would be misabalan, and is not a chacham, and is not even an adam kasher, anyone who you're present at the time of their death, you have to tear kriya, detanya. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, ha'umir al meis p'shas tzias neshama, chayiv l'krawa, ha'lamaz edoma l'sefer Torah sh'nishrafa. We consider a tzias neshama, the Jewish neshama, like a sefer Torah that's burnt, where you have to tear kriya. So Gemara says, l'tzricha d'lokai p'shas tzias neshama. So another qualification from Mishnah. Mishnah is not only talking about someone who's not a relative, not a chacham, not an adam kasher, but also you weren't there at the time of the tzias neshama. So says Gemara, teinach meis. So, ela chamaso, achamaso, kasha. So I understand that we no longer have a stira between the brisa and the Mishnah as far as tearing kriya for your dead, because one is your dead person who you're obligated to bury, but you're not related to, so you have no chiyuv kriya. And the other is talking about your dead meso, your dead person who you have a chiyuv kriya for. But the stira about chamaso is still a stira, because our Mishnah says that if you're korea b'chamaso, you're pater, and the brisa says that you're chayiv. So says Mar Chamaso Achamaso Nami Lo Kasha. It's also not a stira. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Shimon. The Brisa follows Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah follows Rabbi Shimon. Ha Rabbi Yehuda. The Brisa assumes like Rabbi Yehuda to Amar Melach Hashem Tzrich Lugufa Chayiv Alaha. That a Melach Hashem Tzrich Lugufa you're chayiv. So when you're korea b'chamaso, you're chayiv even though you don't really need that tear. Where Ha Rabbi Shimon, that a Melach Hashem Tzrich Lugufa Pater Alaha. The Mishnah follows Rabbi Shimon. That a Melach Hashem Tzrich Lugufa you're pater from. So Emor Dishamet Leil Rabbi Yehuda. But wait a second, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have from Melach Shein Shrich L'Gufa, it still needs to be Mesakein, and it can't be Mekalkel. So I'm Rabbi Yavin Hanami, Mesakein, the Kavod Nachas Ruach Liyitzro, this is considered to be a Mesakein because it calms him down, it calms his nerves a little bit when he's angry to tear things. Wait a second, to tear something in anger, is such a thing mutter to do ever? If someone tears clothing in anger, or breaks kelim in anger, or he just throws around money in anger, you should view him as an avod avodah zara, because that's how the yetzer hara works. Today the yetzer hara will tell you to do a small avera, like tearing clothing in anger, and then tomorrow will tell you to do a more serious avera. avodah v'dazara v'halich v'oved, till ultimately he tells you to go do avodah zara and you're going to listen to him. But the bottom line is that you see that it's an avera to do this ever. So how could our Mishnah be saying that a person is doing this? I'm Rabbi Yavin, my kra. What's the pasuk that tells me that it will lead to avodah zara? Le'yivcha elzar v'leshachve le'el nechar ve'ezu elzar shebeguva shaladam. What is the elzar that is yihi elcha that becomes in the person's body? That's a reference to the Yetzer Hara. So bottom line is, this has to be a Mekalkel, because it's an Aveira to do this. So says Mara, Lo Tzricha, Dekavid, Lemirma, Emasa, Ayin Shibese. Now the person did this to intimidate his household members to know that he's very serious about something. So that is a certain Tikkun. Ki Ad Rav Yehuda, Shalav Matzviyasa, just like Rav Yehuda used to pull small strings that came out of the edge of the beged in order to show people that he was angry, and then and they would be afraid, they would be intimidated, and they would behave. Rav Acha bar Yaakov tavar mani tviri. Rav Acha bar Yaakov used to break already broken kelim to give the impression of anger. Rav Sheshes Ramul Alam say unini aresha. He used to pour fish brine on the head of his shivcha in order to make himself look angry, to give the impression of anger. Rabbi Abba tavar nichtama. Rabbi Abba used to break the covering of a jug in order to make himself look angry. So sometimes showing anger is a tikkun, not to be angry, but showing anger is a tikkun, because it lets people know that they have to take you seriously. So the Gemara previously had mentioned the chiyuv avelus and how important it is to cry for a chacham, for an adam kasher. So the Gemara is going to discuss that a little bit further. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara. Anyone who cries over the loss of an adam kasher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts his tears and puts him in a special treasure house. Shenemar, Godi Sefarta Ata, Sima Demasi Binotcha, Halo B'Sifra Secha, that my tears that I was mowed for an Adam Kasher, and you counted them, so now you're guarding them in your special, in a specific jug. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kolamis Atzel Bespeido Shel Chacham, anyone who is negligent or lazy about giving a proper hesped to a Chacham, Ro'i L'Kovar B'Chayev, deserves to be buried alive. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, after the death of Yeshua ben Nun, ve'yikbur also b'gvul nachlaso b'timna serach asher b'har Ephraim mitzvon lahar ga'ash, and we don't find that his name was Ga'ash. Melamed sheragash alein har lahargan. What you see from here is that a mountain was placed over him to kill him, because they were over the people who were misatzel in the hesped of Yeshua ben Nun. They deserve to be buried alive. Anyone who's lazy about the hesped of a chacham is not going to have arichos yamim. Mida keneged mida, and this is a mida keneged mida, that just like he was not misabel on the short life of the chacham and the fact that the chacham's life was shortened, so too up in shemayim they're not going to have too much rachmanas on him having a long life, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always pays things mida keneged mida. Shneamar pasuk says b'sas. So from the same midah of the sa'ah of a person's chet, that's how Hashem will be ma'anish him, will punish him. Eisveis asked the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba l'Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba asked Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say that if someone is misatzel on the hesped of a chacham, he's not going to have arichus yamim? But the pasuk says in Shoftim, Vayavdu ha'mes Hashem kol yimei Yoshua v'kol yimei hazakenim asher arichu yamim achare Yoshua. So the zakenim after Yoshua ben Nun apparently had arichus yamim, and these are the same zakenim that didn't give a proper hesped. Samalai bavlai yamim ha'arichu shanim lo ha'arichu. That arichus yamim they didn't have arichus shanim. They died at a young age. They just happened to have lived very good lives. So it's arichus yamim without arichus shanim. Elam atelman yibri mechem mevnechem yam lo shanim. So wait a second. Does he mean to say that when it says that when people do mitzvos they're going to have yibri mechem yimevnechem, it doesn't mean that they're going to live long? It means that they're going to just have pleasant lives, but then they're going to die young. Could that be? So it says when a bracha shiny. Whenever it's a bracha, that's a different story. If it's a bracha, then it could mean that they're going to that they're then it has to mean that they're going to live actual long lives. If one of the brothers die, all of the brothers should be worried about Misa. If one member of a chabura dies, the entire chabura should worry. Some say that that it's talking about specifically when the gadol of the brothers or the gadol shebechabura dies, and some say that it's specifically more concerning if it's the katan of the achim or the katan of the chabura, because klala often begins with the katan. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the two dots, three lines from the top of Kuf Vav Amud Aleph.